This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you already have been. Focus on centering yourself more and more, coming into a more and more relaxed condition, letting yourself go, falling into your breathing. As you breathe in the light, taking a deep breath in through your nose and exhaling out through your lips all or any tension, stress, any kind of negativity. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing, letting go, centering, and feeling yourself more and more in your breathing now as you breathe in the light and exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention at your chakra centers in your etheric body and become aware of all of your 8 chakra centers. The original 7 that you have known of for a long time now. And also the 8th chakra, the soul star chakra just above your head, that has also come online or reactivated in most, if not all, of the light working community. And also even outside of that community, more that are becoming awakened are also awakening that soul star chakra as well, that gateway to your multidimensional selves. So now as you focus on the 8 chakras and their alignment up the spinal cord, see those chakras now, envision them, imagine them, and visualize at the first chakra, the first center, a wheel of energy, a force of energy, and that being red at the base of the spine. And then moving up the spine, the next 2nd chakra, orange. The 3rd chakra moving up into the solar plexus area, yellow. A bright yellow sun. Ball of gold, bowl of yellow. And the 4th chakra, at the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the high heart center, or just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. The 5th chakra at the throat area, sky blue. The 6th in the middle of the forehead, the 3rd eye center, purple or indigo, and the 7th, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the 8th chakra, approximately a foot above your head, the soul star chakra, brilliant, pure white. Now all of the colors, all of their respective colors, also become aware of the intensity of those colors, the vibration within those chakra centers. And yes, every chakra center has vibration. It is all about vibration and the spinning of the chakras as well. And the spinning of the chakras is both clockwise and counterclockwise. So counterclockwise, the chakras pull energy in from outside the etheric body, and clockwise, the chakras send energy out, those wheels of force spinning both ways, bringing energy in, sending energy out. So within, so without. Now, to be able to exit from your physical body into the astral and etheric realm, you need an exit point. Many so-called psychics will exit out through their third chakra, through the solar plexus area. But that is a center for the ego. And when you exit out through that third chakra, you are still fully associated with your ego at that point. But when you exit out through your sixth chakra, your third eye center, you are more associated with your higher level ego, your higher consciousness within you. So that is why we practice this and have you practice this, exiting out through the third eye. So now put your attention at your high heart center, that magenta center, and your sixth chakra, and energetically connect the two, sending energy up from the high heart center to the third eye, back down again to the high heart, back up again to the sixth chakra, and around, forming a vortex of energy, and then feel your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex, that point of consciousness that you are. Just feel yourself being pulled into it and exiting out right there in the middle of your forehead. That's where the vortex leads to, looking out through your third eye, as if you were just a pinpoint of light, a pinpoint of consciousness, right there looking out through your third eye as a doorway or a window out into the astral realm. And then moving through that third eye, that doorway, into the astral world. And as much as you are able, be yourself outside of your physical body. Always know that your physical body came after your astral and etheric body. In other words, your physical body was created by your astral and etheric and higher bodies. So you are not your physical body. It is simply a tool or a vessel, or as some say, an avatar. So be aware of your physical body sitting or laying there, and you being separate from it, connected but separate. And then feel yourself rising upward. Feel the motion as you rise higher and higher up through the roof of your building, wherever you are, or if you're outside, up into the sky, into the clouds, and see your physical body falling further and further and further below you. Get that perspective as you rise higher and higher now, up through the clouds, up through the Earth's atmosphere. And once through the Earth's atmosphere, become aware of everything that is out here that is not being able to be seen by those of the physical eyes. Only the third eye, only for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. You become aware now of all of the ships that are out here, the millions and millions of ships that surround the planet. And from this vantage point, you have access to being able to see all around the planet and see all of the ships, as well as the planets of the solar system and the sun and beyond the sun, out into the galaxy, and then to the central sun of the galaxy. And beyond that, into the galaxies beyond this galaxy. And all of the central suns of all of those galaxies. Knowing that within all of the galaxies in the universe, Life is everywhere. Consciousness is everywhere. And all the way to the central sun of the universe, the source, the cosmic source of this universe, the cosmic source of yourselves. You are that cosmic source, connected to it. Feel the oneness with it now. Feel the connectedness. Be the source. Be the universe. I am the universe. Utilize that in your daily lives, in your affirmations. I am the universe. I am one with God and the universe. And now, as you can be in many different places at once, and that is something that you are learning to do, or actually relearning to do, to be able to be in many different places at once, where you're in your physical body, but your conscious knowing self is no longer in your physical body now. Now it is looking down at the earth from the point of view of ships, but it also can be at the central sun of the galaxy. It can also be in the central sun of the universe. Work on that. Work on being in all of those places at once, being in your multidimensional selves all at once. For you are the connectedness. You are your multidimensional selves. You are your higher self. And now as you are looking down at the earth, know that for the longest time now, for many lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes, I, as Sananda and Yeshua, have been the one that has been the anchor, the anchoring the light, magnifying the light to the planet. But now all of you and all of the ships are the ones that are magnifying that light. So be that now. Be that magnifying glass now. Bring the light through you down to the earth. See it becoming focused into certain areas of the earth now, certain areas of darkness, wherever they might be. And your conscious knowing self knows where that is. Your higher self knows where those pockets of darkness still yet are. And shine your light, focus your light through you, from the central sun of the universe, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, all of the planets, all of the ships, and then through you, you and all of the ships that are out here. See the light being focused now down to the planet, down to Gaia, and spreading out, focusing in all of those areas of darkness, wherever they might be. And see, as the light is hitting that darkness, it is illuminating all the darkness, wherever it is. And also, the various sacred places, sacred sites on the planet that are associated with the ley lines, the energy lines of the planet, where the vortexes of energy reside, all of those sacred sites where pyramids have been built and churches have been built and many sacred buildings and sacred mountains and all of this that are everywhere on the planet, all connecting now, all forming the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid. The crystalline grid that is now coming together again, being reconnected. It was rent asunder long time ago by those of the dark forces, for they knew and understood how these energies work and how they could corrupt those energies. They could corrupt the light and create the darkness from the light at that time. And they have done that. They have broken the crystalline grid all across the planet, the light grid. But that light grid is now being reconnected by those of you that are doing this experience now, as well as all of the other light working communities and groups everywhere that are also working to do the same, to rebuild this connection, to reconnect it again. To reconnect it just as your chakra centers have been reconnected to this crystalline grid. That is something you may not be aware of, but that is happening now. That is something that has been being worked with all of you, connecting your etheric bodies, your chakra centers, those energy wheels, connecting it to the Christ consciousness grid of the planet. And soon, very soon, the various great crystals will re-emerge, not in the three-dimensional form, but in the higher vibrational. They are already there. It is just that you cannot yet see them. But many are beginning to get the glimpses of them, becoming aware of those great crystals. Those great crystals that were used in the times of Atlantis and Lemuria and other civilizations, where they understood and knew how the crystals were connected to the Christ consciousness grid, as well as to the central sun of this galaxy. And they understood the ley lines and the connectedness of all of consciousness, and how it was all connected together. So know now that this crystalline grid, this Christ consciousness grid, is coming back online. And once it is fully online, darkness will no longer be here. It will have completely been eliminated, and even more so, illuminated. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back toward your physical body. But know now, as you move back into your physical body, as you merge back in, bringing your astral and etheric body back into your physical body, know that your chakra centers are connected to this grid, to this Christ consciousness grid, or the crystalline grid, the light grid. It is all connected and becoming even more and more so all the time. And more will be given in your next advance on this. Much is being planned, but that is for another time. Come back now into your bodies, into your physical form. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come at this time, in these moments, in these times of higher frequency that you are all helping to bring about. You have been working diligently, sometimes consciously and other times unconsciously, in your dream state, in your sleeping state, where you have been working to bring this Christ consciousness grid back together and bring the connection back, bring the light back to the planet. That is what you came here to do. That has been your mission, to reawaken. Reawaken first yourselves, and then to assist and reawaken all of the planet and the people on the planet, the collective consciousness of this planet, not only human, but animal and plant and mineral as well. all being reawakened, all being brought up higher and higher into those higher vibrations, those higher vibrations that this planet once fully involved, once fully held here, and allowed herself, Gaia herself, allowed herself to fall down in vibration, and to allow and open up that process for all of mankind to also be brought down as an experiment, as many of you have heard of this. But that experiment is over, has been over for some time. And the perceived illusion that is there, or seemingly there, because it is no longer there, even though Gaia holds a place, holds a space, holds that lower vibration still yet here, it is really not here any longer. It is only here based on the illusion, based on the perception of that illusion. And it is all about misdirection by those of the forces of darkness as they attempt to keep you from seeing the reality that is right there in front of everyone. They keep it hidden from you. They keep you in a hologram so that you cannot see. You cannot see that the veil that was there for so long that they created is actually no longer there. And all of you at any one moment can look through and see into the higher vibrational frequencies. You can see the higher dimensions. You may not live there yet because you have not mastered the ascension process yet. You have not yet mastered the illusion or yourself within that illusion, but you are working toward it. You are all working toward mastering yourself. And that was your discussion earlier. How do you master yourselves within this illusion so that the illusion is no longer there? For it is, in actuality, in reality, not there any longer. It is just as in the movie, your movie, The Matrix. There is no spoon. There is no veil. There is no illusion. It is only still within the programming of your chakra centers. But as your chakra centers are reconnecting once again to the Christ consciousness grid, that is helping to release the programming. As well as with the violet flame that Saint Germain has reintroduced into this planet, that all are now being able to find the purging of that programming. Whatever tool you would use, whatever way that you will find, just continue to know that you are mastering this illusion. You are the masters. You are not the ones that are being mastered any longer. You are not the slaves any longer. You are the masters. You are the ones, or the one, that is going ahead of everyone else, or many across the planet. Not everyone, certainly, but many. You are the way showers, the ones that purposefully came here for this mission to awaken others, to help to awaken as many as you can. And that is what you are here to do now. That is what you are right on the cusp of doing now. You have heard many times, I have spoken many times of the finish line. And many of you are coming to that finish line that many cannot even see, because again, they don't have eyes to see, but you have eyes to see. And if you look clearly through your third eye, you will see that finish line. You will see that it is there, just in front of you. And you only need to reach out. The only thing that is keeping you from doing it is your minds, the programming within your minds, the programming within your lower chakras. But again, as your chakras reconnect to the Christ consciousness grid, that programming will dissipate. The memories that have held you down to this illusionary program, all of that will dissipate and is dissipating. And it all goes with your DNA processes as well, that are reconnecting back to the original 12 strands of DNA. And even beyond that, many of you will move even beyond that. But that is all about vibration and consciousness. Vibration and consciousness. And when you fully grasp what that means, vibration and consciousness, all is vibration and consciousness. When you fully grasp what that means, then you will be able to fully take this, all of this that we have been giving you, all that you have been receiving from your higher selves in many different ways, all of this will come together as one, and you will be the one. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love, and that all of you will come together and share what you know, share what you have become aware of whenever you are able to, share it with your brothers and sisters whenever you are able, whenever they ask for it, whenever they are looking for something that reconnects them to their higher selves in their awakening process. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready for your questions if you have them. And we just want to tell you that we are so proud of all of you that continue to come together and work on these processes. We know it is difficult. We know it is difficult to be aware of those things that are going on in your world within the illusion, and being able to step out of that illusion in many respects at various times. Not all the time, we know, but at various times you are able to step out of that illusion and perceive the actual reality that is right there in front of you. We are ready for your questions now. You can unmute your phones and ask your question if you have them. If not, we will move on then.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. Do you know about a nutritional supplement called NanoSoma?
We certainly do, and that is something that is going to be introduced and is being introduced now to the population, slowly at first, but it will gain speed. It will gain speed and vibration as much as your talk of your med beds and these types of things, the new technologies that are coming forth. All of this is part of this higher vibration. For you see, this that you have spoken of is not something that can be worked with in the lower vibrations. It can only be utilized within the higher vibrations. So it would not have even been introduced until the vibrations had reached a high enough frequency here, you see. Frequency is rising, so therefore those various medical procedures and those of your health products and all of these things can be now associated with those higher frequencies. You see? This is how it works.
Yeah.
Does this answer your question? And Shoshana, do you have anything you would add?
We do not add to this.
Very good. Is this helpful for you? Without telling exactly what it is or what it can be used for, that is something that you can do some research now and find out about this specifically. But we can tell you that more and more people, the awakened ones, are beginning to utilize this and will find great benefit from this as well as many other forms of health processes that are coming forward here. Okay?
That's great. I heard that it's supposed to be something that sort of reboots your body, and I have ordered some, and I look forward to starting it.
And we would ask you, as you have, when you start it and you find the benefits of it, if you would share with those who may be interested in hearing about this. Okay?
Of course. Yeah.
Very good. You can be the, what is your thing? The guinea pig.
Guinea pig, yep.
Yes. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Go first.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. I think it's a quick one. I've heard a number of times from a number of sources that the peace that is coming or is here on some level will last 1,000 years, and that doesn't sound like a lot, so I think it must be more. What is your perception on that?
That is a sense of timing that came long ago in your predictions and those types of things that was spoken of. But do not be concerned about the number of years, certainly, because it is all only about vibrational frequency. And when you have moved fully out of this illusionary process and found yourself in an ascension state as ascended ones, then you will have no concern about things such as time frames, whether it is 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years or whatever it is, matters not, you see. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We will share on this. May we share, dear Michelle?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, this idea of 1,000 years of peace is a metaphor, you see.
Yes.
It is a metaphor for mankind to understand that peace is a creation of the human spirit, of the human mind here on this planet, that it is a creation. The 1,000 years that is spoken of is the idea that peace will become ingrained in the mentality and understanding of the human race. And that for 1,000 years, no one will question this. There will be no need for vigilance, no need for understanding. It will be peace unequivocally among men. Now, if that vibration is sustained in the hearts of man, then peace will continue. What is important in this process is that this peace of 1,000 years must be ingrained in the spirit of mankind, you see. And if it is disturbed, then the process will need to be worked on again through the vigilance of those that understand this, you see. So it can be for millions of years or not, depending on how mankind can sustain this idea. Namaste.
Yes, and we would also add here that you are likely looking at this from a perspective of being a human being that continues to reincarnate here for 1,000 years or whatever it might be. And we would say that it is likely not that you would continue to reincarnate here over and over and over. For there is an entire galaxy and universe out there to explore. boldly go where no one has gone before.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That sounds good.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Well, I just wanted to ask if you can say anything about my rhodonite crystal. It fell out of my hands, literally right here in my room, and disappeared off the face of the earth. I wondered if maybe it did something like Mary Lou's crystal did, or maybe it was visiting Mary Lou's crystal. Do you have anything to say about that?
What we can tell you is to not be concerned. Not be concerned, because it is just something that is a material possession, you might say. And although it has a vibration for you, as we understand this, it is not something that you have to be concerned about. And you see, as soon as you are no longer concerned about it, as soon as you have let go of the attachment to it, then it will come back to you. You see?
Okay. Cool.
Shoshana, do you have anything
We agree with that.
Yes, very good.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I know we are doing a good job at using our discernment, but I was listening to a James Gilliland Gene Decode interview video, and Gene Decode was saying the Ashtar Command betrayed the Alliance and took over a cleaned out dumb underground and was using it for human trafficking. Is there a bad group pretending to be the Ashtar Command, or is there a small faction of this group that's not benevolent, or could that have been false information?
We would say to you that there is a little bit of all of this. There is certainly those that pretend or attempt to portray various aspects of those that are of the light, where they will pretend that they are of the light, but they are not of the light, you see. And this happens in many aspects, in many ways, to those that are unaware of what they are attempting to do. You see, they can come in many different ways to deceive those of the light. But it is not something that you need to be concerned about. If it is coming out in your various intel sources, then it is something where you use your discernment. Does it sound right? Does it feel right? Does it make sense to you in terms of your common sense type of looking at things? But mostly, does it feel right? Does it resonate within you? And if it does, then so be it. If it doesn't, then so be it as well. Because it matters not whether they are or they are not. Ashtar and the Ashtar Command is real and of the light. So it is not something you in any way have to be concerned about. Just know that you are protected. Okay, Shoshana.
Do not add to this.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I felt. I know the Ashtar Command is benevolent. I just thought maybe some were pretending to be of that faction and using that. Yes.
Yes. Attempting to bring a bad name to all of this.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions before we move on to your email question?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I do not have any questions. I just wanted to say that thank you from my heart and from all of us. I'm speaking for the group. Thank you for your love and your continued guidance and assistance. Thank you for the love for humanity. Thank you.
You're very most welcome, but we would turn that around if we can and say thank you to all that you are all doing. You see, we have said this in many different ways, but we do not know if it has fully sunk in yet just how important and valuable you all are to this entire process. not to put you on a pedestal or anything of this nature, for we would never do that, but to help you to understand just how powerful you all are. And when you come together in this way and do these meditations, and even more so when you come together at your various advances, you are powerful indeed. Shoshana.
May we add, dear sister?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, the vibration of appreciation graces all. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Would there be any other question here? Then we are ready for your email question. Do you have it?
Yes, thank you, One Who Serves. This person asks, are there still evil aliens on the planet? Are they turning to the light? And what might be the status of their surrendering? Thank you.
We can tell you that there are certainly those of the dark forces, both here on the planet, in the planet, and above the planet, that are working their nefarious ways to attempt to hold ascension back, to hold on to their control as much as they can. But they have been given many, many opportunities to turn to the light, to surrender, if you will, to surrender to the light, to move into the light, to be absorbed by the light here once again. And many have done so, but many also still hold it off and will not capitulate to the light. They will not give in. And therefore, they attempt to do even more to wreak havoc on the planet and with the population. Again, their entire goal is to be in control, and to keep you from your awakening process. We can tell you that many have surrendered already. Many have given in and surrendered to the light. Many more yet to come here. So it is a process, and it is a process that those of your alliance, those of your resistance forces of the light are working diligently every single day, every moment even, to bring this full awakening about to this planet and to the population of this planet. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will add here, we will say that those that succumb to the evil agenda do not know their own power. They do not know who they are. Those that focus on the evil agenda and are drawn to it feel weak at heart. They feel as if they cannot ignite their own power and their own love and their own light, you see. So we would suggest to that one that asks this question to find their own power and live within their own light. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done with the questions for this time. And do you have parting message, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then we would just simply say, keep your seat belts fastened. For the road ahead, yet still rocky, will begin to smooth out. It is in process now, where you will begin to see a number of changes that are coming and will be not only just for those that have eyes to see, those of you, but also will help to open many other eyes as well. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.